Over the last 3 years, the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation has collected energy use data on more than 1,000 publicly owned buildings in the state. Results show that energy-related improvements to public buildings could save more than $125 million annually. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
A number of well-known public buildings in the Fairbanks North Star Borough were part of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation's three-year energy audit. They include the Carlson Center, the Big Dipper, two public swimming pools, and 30 of the borough's 40 public schools. The Cold Climate Housing Research Center's research assistant, Dustin Madden, and building energy economist Nathan Wiltsy collaborated on the effort.
I would say that probably most people were surprised because before this paper, there was really no way to compare how much energy your building is using versus another building, right? And so a lot of people we talked to all thought they were doing great, and because, you know, they were using less energy than they had in the past.
A group of 40 auditors and engineers statewide used a metric that considers regional heating degree days and building square footage to compare public buildings statewide. Overall, Fairbanks fared better than other cities across the state. Nathan Wiltsy says that may be due mostly to the high cost of energy.
You know, if you save 1,000 gallons of fuel in Fairbanks, there's $4,000. If you save 1,000 cubic feet of natural gas in Anchorage, well, you don't save as much on a per unit of energy basis. And it makes your simple paybacks or your returns on your investments much lower.
Dustin Madden says there was no silver bullet.
I think some of them were just overlooked basic maintenance, and that was kind of surprising. You know, like people left their heat tape on all the time, and so they're just constantly heating their water when they don't need to, even though it's summertime and it's not going to freeze.
Nathan Wiltsy says the report includes a list of 50 reoccurring problems that require simple fixes.
Another common one that was a bit surprising to us, and I think was surprising to probably a number of the auditors, was the number of control systems that have been bypassed at various times, either because of a cycle through in maintenance personnel or whatnot.
AHFC says Alaskans spend more than $641 million on energy each year. The study estimates an annual savings of $125 million. Wiltsy and Madden say they'd both like to see the state establish an energy efficiency code for its buildings. Those that got an in-depth energy audit also received a detailed list of recommended improvements. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.